اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions on practical tajweed rules and short tafsiri messages from the verses or ayat of the Quran Kareem. I really welcome you all, and I'm really happy that I have brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider with me today in this session. Assalamu alaikum and welcome everyone. Fine?
Wa alaikum salam sir, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, Ali Nasir?
Alaikum salam sir, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan Nasrullah.
Alaikum salam sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much, I'm good. And Fawad Haider?
Fine sir.
Alhamdulillah. So brothers and sisters, we hope you're fine inshallah. We really recommend you stay with us till the end of this session. Inshallah, today we'll talk about ayah 134 of Surah An-Nisa on page
99.
Brothers and sisters, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir have opened their Quran and they are ready to listen to the recitation. Okay, you also turn to page 99, ayah 134 of Surah An-Nisa. Let's go to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Man kana yuridu thawab ad-dunya fa'inda Allahi thawab ad-dunya wal-akhirah wa kana Allahu sami'an basira.
MashaAllah, nice recitation. Allah bless the reciter. Okay. It's time for us to read it a bit and explain it and then mention the tajweed rules. After that, we'll practice the recitation together. Ready?
Yes.
Alright, mashallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Almighty wants to tell you a very important point, okay? Listen carefully. In this ayah, Allah Almighty says, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. Whoever desires the reward of this world, فَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ, he should know that with Allah, or in front or before Allah Almighty, ثَوَابُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, with Allah is the reward of this world and the hereafter. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا, and Allah Almighty is all hearing and all seeing. In the Quran, there are two verses, okay? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَمَا لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Allah Almighty says, from the people, okay? There is a group of people, okay? That they ask Allah Almighty to give them, what? ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. In this world, they ask Allah Almighty to give them good things, okay? So they don't ask about the hereafter. Because they say, oh, hereafter, no. There is no hereafter. Okay? We don't care. They just what? They just want what? Their dunya. Okay? It might be because they are disappointed from themselves. That they have nothing. They don't deserve to get anything from Allah Almighty in the Day of Judgment. It might be because of this. Or it might be because they don't really believe in the Day of Judgment. It could be any of them, or maybe any other reason. So then Allah Almighty says that these kind of people, وَمَا لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, in the day of judgment, they won't have any share of good things, any share of heaven. These things we won't. Why? Because they were the group of people that they only asked us in this world, and we give them, okay? We give them whatever they want, okay? But وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ, and among these people, okay, there are other groups of people. This group of people are different a bit from the other group, the first group. The first group wanted only the hasana in this dunya. Yes? This group of people. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا. Tell us, you recite this dua in Al-Qunut. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So, would you like to be among this group or the other group? Huh? This group, yes?
Yes.
For sure, because Day of Judgment is important for us. That's the eternal life. So, we ask Allah Almighty, O Allah Almighty, give us hasana in this world, both in this world and in the hereafter, and also protect us from the hellfire. Okay. So this ayah says what? Man kana yurid thawab ad-dunya, whoever desires the reward of this dunya. Good things should happen in this dunya. He should know that. Hey man, Allah Almighty has the thawab of dunya and also the thawab of akhirah. So why wouldn't you ask more? Alright? It's unlimited. He has unlimited, like his bank account is unlimited.
So question.
Just give him a card number, account number, he'll send you. Yes.
So he'll give all these unlimited benefits here or in the next world?
Both.
Which one, like, but more?
More in the hereafter, because that's eternal life. Okay? You yourself choose heaven and then go to the heaven. It's like what? Like, what do you call it? It's like a classroom, okay? A classroom for you, okay? For example, university is what? University is? For example, heaven. Okay? University is heaven. Or if you don't go to university, it's hellfire. For example, let's make an example, okay? Suppose this way. So here, you're in school. You're at school. A school student. Now, if you want the university, you should try your best at school, okay? To study your lessons well, okay, and do pass the exams with great marks, okay, to enter the university. Got it? So if you don't want, it's your option. If you want to go to the hellfire, to the university, okay, don't study. So if you want something, you have to make your efforts. That's it, Fawad, okay?
Yes.
So من كان يريد ثواب الدنيا فعند الله ثواب الدنيا والآخرة. So we should ask for more. Alright? Allah Almighty says, come on, I have the ثواب الدنيا and آخرة. Ask for more. Why this? And then, وكان الله سميعا بصيرا. And don't think like Allah Almighty is not hearing, does not hear you, does not see you, okay? He's all hearing, he's all seeing. He knows what you are up to. So guys, that's it. So the message of this ayah totally was this, that we should fix our beliefs, okay? That dunya, in comparison to the akhirah, it's nothing. It's nothing, okay? قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. So let's move on to the tajweed rules. Let's mention some of the important ones and then inshallah practice the recitation. Man kana noon sakin, then the letter kaf. So how do you read it?
Man kana.
Man kana. So the noon is not completely pronounced. You hide the sound. Man kana. Your tongue moves to the articulation point, okay, to pronounce the noon. Prevent it. Don't let it go, okay? Mankana. That's it. Produce nasal sound, extend the sound also. Mankana yuridu thawab dunya. Noon sakin we have here. Dunya. The letter ya comes after it.
Exceptional rule.
Yes,
wanted to see if you know this. This is an exceptional rule, okay? That the word dunya is not pronounced duya. The rule idgham is not applied here. Dunya. Fa'indallahi. Nun sakin, the letter dal. The same as man kana, you hide the sound. Fa'indallahi. Extend the sound also. من كان يريد ثواب الدنيا فعند الله ثواب الدنيا والآخرة like is pronounced with a heavy sound. Okay, next وكان الله سميعا بصيرا. The tanween is there with meem سميع with عين sorry سميعا. Then the next word starts with ba, so whenever tanween approaches, tanween or nun sakin approach what?
Letter
the
ba.
Letter ba, you change the sound of this tanween or nun to a hidden meme sound. That's why you see a tiny meme right on the top of the ayn with fatha. Sami'an basira. Change the n sound to an m sound and hide it again. Hide means don't let the lips touch each other to pronounce the meme completely. Yes, sami'an basira, right? The yes. Articulation point is the touching of the lips for the letter meme. Yes, so don't let the lips touch. Sami'an basira. That's it. Sami'an basira. Very simple, as Fawad says. So, ready now to recite it after me?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, practice after us. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Man كان يريد ثواب الدنيا فعند الله ثواب الدنيا والآخرة
من كان يريد ثواب الدنيا فعند الله ثواب الدنيا والآخرة
وكان الله سميعا بصيرا
وكان الله سميعا بصيرا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. Allah bless you, inshallah. Stay with IRB English Radio. Next session, inshallah, will be here with you the same time tomorrow. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Brother Fawad, Hassan Hussein, Ali Nasir, thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, we'll see you in the next session. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تسلم. تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان.